Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So we talk a lot about what to do so you don't get heart attacks, but unfortunately, people do. And so I want to talk about what to do after a heart attack, and I'm bringing on an expert who can help us answer that question. You know, inflammation, I'm just going to give a little introduction here, and then I'll bring on my guest. Inflammation after a heart attack can bring on, you know, further damage of the heart muscle, leading to ventricular arrhythmias, which can cause cardiac death, stroke, and other problems. A recent study was published in the International Journal of Cardiology, and it suggested that omega-3 fatty acids could be an effective treatment after a heart attack. So we're going to bring on really one of the nation's leading, you know, omega-3 fatty acid expert. His name is Dr. Bill Harris. As I said, you know, he's an internationally recognized expert on omega-3 fatty acids and how they can benefit patients with heart disease. Dr. Harris obtained his PhD in human nutrition from the University of Minnesota, did postdoctoral fellowships in clinical nutrition and lipid metabolism at Oregon Health Sciences University. He published one of the first studies on the effects of fish oil on serum lipids, triglycerides. That was in the 1980s. And today he has over 190 publications relating to omega-3 fatty acids in the medical literature. Dr. Harris is currently the senior scientist at Health Diagnostic Laboratory. Dr. Harris, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Well, thank you. Happy to be on.
190 pages. That's a lot of publications. You're a busy guy. That's awesome.
Well, I have collaborators. They help with that, too.
That's good. We all have help, right? Let me just start with a very simple question, okay? So based on what I read at the introduction about inflammation after a heart attack, should all, in your opinion, should all heart attack patients be given omega-3s?
Yes. That would be my opinion. I think there's...
Pretty simple, right?
Right. And there's... really no evidence for adverse effects or bad effects, so I don't see why you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about, okay, so someone has a heart attack, they're in the hospital. Obviously, inflammation is one of the things that we're going to want to control. So tell us a little bit about the post-cardiac event, the heart attack, inflammation, and how fish oils can help there.
Right. Fish oils are important for not only reducing inflammation, but turning off inflammation. We've recently realized that when an inflammatory event occurs, like a heart attack, we all know that eventually that inflammation subsides, but we didn't really understand that that was under the control of molecules that the body makes to actually knock down the inflammation. And that's what the omega-3s do. They produce compounds called resolvins, and they're called resolvins because they resolve inflammation. And, of course, they've been there all along. We've just discovered them recently. So that's part of the important reason to take omega-3s after an inflammatory event, is to produce these resolvin molecules that otherwise don't get produced.
So we have, we have the theory. We have some, I think, evidence, coming out of the International Journal of Cardiology, suggesting that omega-3s, by reducing inflammation, should help post MI, post myocardial infarction, should reduce, like, say, the ventricular arrhythmia and so forth. But do we have any good outcome studies on this yet? I mean, is there a good study comparing those who were given omega-3s after a heart attack and those that didn't, and how well they did? Is there anything like that out there in the research?
Yeah, there is. One of the most famous, rather old study now, published in the really early 2000s, was called the GC Prevencion study, which is an Italian study, with over 11,000 post-MI patients, so people who survived an MI. They were given omega-3 or not. And then they looked at sudden death rates, and they were significantly reduced in the omega-3 group. And that has been also seen in studies that are not randomized trials, but are epidemiologic studies, like physicians' health study, when they looked at blood levels of omega-3. And so this was not, they weren't giving the pills, but they just looked at people who had high versus low blood levels of omega-3. And those who had a high omega-3 level were much less likely to have a sudden cardiac death over the next 17 years compared to those who had low omega-3. So that fits the same story.
Yeah, so Dr. Harris, I mean, those are impressive results. So I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm not sure if you can really answer it. I'm just kind of putting it out there. The true story of a friend of mine, his partner, just went in to the emergency room a couple weeks ago, had a heart attack, had some stents put in, and he got better. He left, and they didn't put him on fish oils. They didn't mention anything about reducing inflammation. So why do we have all of this great information? And his cardiologist, coming out at a really respected heart hospital, not reducing inflammation post heart attack. So where are we missing here? Why is that? How come the clinical results in those studies aren't translating to everyday practice?
Well, because there are other studies I didn't mention. Full disclosure is the important thing here.
Right. Okay.
More recent studies, actually, 2010, 2011, 2012. There were several studies published that tried to confirm the original findings of that Italian study. And by and large, they did not confirm it. And there are reasons for that. Obviously, medical care has moved on in 20 years, and people are better treated. And so in these more recent studies, there hasn't been a reduction in risk for sudden death, either because there weren't enough events happening, because people are getting treated better. Or they didn't treat them long enough, or they didn't give a high enough dose, a variety of reasons why. But for a standard practicing cardiologist who's reading the current literature, you would have to come to the conclusion that we haven't got strong evidence for omega-3. Now, I think there's reasons for that. I think that there really is good evidence, but the omega-3s are being tested now like they are a drug, not like they're a nutrient.
Right.
And
oh, good point.
If you test them like a nutrient, you give them over 20, 30, 40 years like food instead of for 1 or 2 or 3 years like a drug.
Right.
And
right.
So
that's an interesting point, because I think that goes to a broader narrative out there. There's a lot of anti-supplement studies coming out there, but just like you said, we're really studying them more like a drug, and that's not really how they're supposed to be used in the body. So I think that's a really good point. We have about 2 minutes left. I just want to ask you then. So the two main long-chain omega-3s that we talk about the most are EPA and DHA. How overall do they benefit heart function?
Well, they benefit heart function by reducing, by a couple of mechanisms. They reduce the susceptibility of the ventricular tissue to, and you alluded to this earlier, to develop the ventricular arrhythmias or, fatal rhythms that will kill people. So they seem to quiet down the tissue and so it doesn't fall into these unfortunate rhythms that don't pump any blood. And they do that partly through an anti-inflammatory mechanism. And so that's, I think that's what we believe at this point, that's how they work.
Which is the main concern?
Level, it's a little more complicated, but that's the general.
Yeah, but
idea.
I guess post heart attack, the main concern, at least within the day or two after, is the ventricular arrhythmia. That's really what causes most of the mortality right after a heart attack.
Correct.
Yeah, so we're able to, the fish oils are able to maybe decrease that risk of that fatal arrhythmia by easing inflammation, and that's where we think the benefit of the fish oils are. I'm here with Dr. Bill Harris. We're talking about heart attacks, fish oils. When we come back, we're going to continue on our discussion. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike Stable.